Hey friends, welcome to this week's Mindset Minute. I should be satisfied. I have said that to myself hundreds of times. And as a kid, I heard that hundreds of times too. I'm sure that you can relate. But the truth is that we are not meant to be satisfied. Not in the sense that we don't go for bigger things. In fact, dissatisfaction is such a gift because it is in dissatisfaction that we create the spark to create new things. When we reach one goal, when one goal is realized, then another desire for something else develops. That is how we are made. We were made for growth, and that growth is key to happiness and fulfillment. In nature, when things stop growing, they start dying. We are entitled to have any pure desire to go after anything we want. Wanting is a natural thing. And if you want a fulfilling life, you have to let this power within yourself be expressed. Your abundance doesn't take away from anyone else's. We live in the midst of abundance. It's everywhere. We can see it in money with all the things we see around us. We can see it in leaves on trees, in grass in a park. There's abundance everywhere. The Upanishads say that abundance is scooped from abundance. And abundance still remains. There's always enough. We have just been trained that if we want more, we are in some way greedy. And it's time to start making an agreement with abundance instead of lack. And to do that, we need to be of abundance, which means just finding the things in our everyday lives that are so abundant. Things that we're grateful for, and to also follow our God-given desires. Creating and striving for a goal creates so many growth opportunities, and it's easy to get stuck in what we're comfortable with, but that comfort is the start of an unfulfilling life. If you want greater fulfillment and more joy, start following your desires. It's okay that it's uncomfortable. It's okay that it's scary. Just take the first step. It's supposed to be all of these things, or it wouldn't create growth within us. It wouldn't create that satisfaction. So, if you desire to paint, take some classes. If you desire to meet the love of your life, create a dating profile and start dating. If you've always wanted to be a dancer, join a dance class. If you've wanted to become a lawyer, enroll in school and do it. If you want to make more money, change careers, start a business, grow a business, improve your health, all of those things are possible. It just starts with the next step. And then the next step, and then the next step. It's all possible. Whatever it is that is your goal, the thing that you're striving for, the desire that you have niggling at you, let's do this. You are entitled to it. You're meant to have it. So don't get stuck in satisfaction. Your goals are too important. Be grateful, but don't ever be satisfied.